Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is she, and this is, I believe it's Tuesday night, the moon in the North American continent, and a miércoles in the Southern Hemisphere, different parts of Asia already. So I want to thank you all for tuning in, and tonight we're going to connect with rebuilding our foundation, our root. So for many of us across the globe, at one point or another, we've experienced having our foundation shaken a little bit. And I've talked about this that when we go through traumatic situations, when we go through a huge transition, a life change, or we're ready to let something go, omit something, or we're ready to let go of codependency, which most of our society is, and we're ready to reconcile some things that we hold on to, oftentimes these get stored in that root, our root chakra, our root energy center, and that is what is connected to the earth energy. And that is actually where all we really need is food, water, and shelter to keep that stabilized. However, fear comes in and can create a little havoc there. And then oftentimes what happens is we look towards dependency or relying on something external to be safe and secure. And then what happens is that person later then vanishes, we are very unstable. So this is why it's a great exercise to always check in. What is your foundation? Is it strong? Do you need to regenerate? Is it going to depletion? And those are check-ins. There are times we can't avoid this. When we go through a traumatic situation, it rocks the core, rocks our foundation. We need to allow ourselves to talk, or sometimes we have to make our way through the life change before we can rebuild our foundation. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is how can we rebuild this foundation, or how can we do a retrofit on our foundation if we proactively that maybe we have some unhealthy habits there. So that's where we're going to start tonight, is I want you to ask yourself the question, what part of your foundation is external, meaning that it's something that is not food, water, shelter. And you have no control over, meaning that there's no way that you can control have as your foundation. Even though family can be important, again, they move through this life cycle. So think about what part of your foundation is external and requires that to be a fixed object, just like the foundation of a large building. There are pylons that are poured in place to hold up that building. If at any time that we thought you could actually take one of those pylons out, which could happen by Mother Nature, we would know that the whole structure would fall down. So optimally, we don't want to put something in there that inevitably would compromise the entire structure at any given point, and we would design the structure as strong as possible so we could handle movement. We could handle those moments in our life where trauma occurs or life change and know that our foundation is still in place. What this does is ultimately when we go through these transitions or we're ready to make life changes or we're ready to no longer be codependent, this gives us the confidence to move forward because we don't have to worry about food, water, or shelter, or we're also not scared in that moment. So I'm going to lead in with this question, once again, what I just asked, and then what we're going to do is we're going to just dive straight into a song called Slow Sailing by Mickey Hart. And what we're going to do is we're going to ground there, and then I'm going to lead you into a guided, short guided meditation after that. The leading question is, what part of your foundation existing is external, meaning that you feel like it may not be the most structurally sound to hold you up, and maybe you'd like to short back up. Allow it to come into your mind's eye by recognizing it. Then we can figure out how are we going to do this retrofit, or how are we going to do the rebuild if you're at a moment where you've been completely deconstructed and then it's time to reconstruct. So we'll start there with the song and then meditation. If you do have questions after we come back, we'll go into a little bit of discourse, but feel free to put them in the chat board, or you can call in if you're listening to this live to 646-200-0069, again, 646-200-0069, after we come back from the music and audio-guided meditation. With that being said, let's just ground into our heart center by taking a deep breath, breathing in love, breathing in and out. The next breath, breathe in and out. Another full body breath, breathing in and out. And then from here, connect to the sacral region of your body, to the base of your spine, connecting to the earth. And taking a deep breath in and out. And just connect with your foundation and what you would like it to look like and what parts you feel need to be retrofitted. connecting to the energy of the earth. And holding in your mind's eye how you would like to connect to that foundation, to your root. And then just holding in that mind's eye that which you need to welcome in to restabilize your foundation, to rebuild the foundation, the resources needed to keep the abundant flow of food, water, and shelter. If it's the aha moment to remove fear, doubt, mind's eye connecting to the element of earth and remembering how plentiful she is and how she regenerates and how abundant she is. And remembering as we inhale to receive this energy from Gaia, Mama, Mother Earth, receive the energy, electromagnetic. To regenerate our entire system and to remember the resources that she provides us. And as you breathe in and out, and then just imagine in mind's eye the landscape here on earth that brings you the most peace, that one special spot on this beautiful planet that makes you feel like home. Just bring that into your awareness. Bring that into the root of your spine. Notice what type of plant life, what the topography, the land structure does, what kind of trees, and what kind of elements are within the landscape. And just inhale. And exhale. Deep breath in. And out. Again, deep breath in. And out. And then just gently bringing your awareness back to this moment. Conversation to the dialogue here about our foundation, our root. So before we dove in, and as you come back to here and you listen to those beautiful drums, which we'll talk about a little bit later, but how the drums connect us to the earth. They have this magical way of just making us feel our feet and move and remind us that the earth is under us. So one beautiful key to always remember, even if you feel your foundation's been rocked, is that God is there all the time. So any given moment we can go lay on the earth and just be with her and just really, really connect to this beautiful energy that supports us. And remember that she provides us food, water, and shelter, everything that we need to build shelter. There's shelter in caves, under trees, and water, and the plant life that can feed us. So if we hold that in our mind's eye, that sometimes eliminates some fear when we're in a transition or trauma or life change, or we're ready to omit codependency, or we're ready to reconcile. So let's talk about each one of these things just briefly, and then we're going to go into a couple questions. And if you do have questions, feel free to call in or type them on the chat board, and then we'll go through and answer them about rebuilding our foundation. The call number is 646-200-0069. Now, if we are looking to rebuild our foundation, and we've been through transition, this is a perfect time to evaluate, because sometimes when we've gone to transition, through transition, whether it's been divorce, a death, we've taken a new job in a new city, we've relocated homes, we've lost some financial substance that required us to maybe reevaluate how we spend our money and what we have to provide for food, water, and shelter. These types of transitions are a perfect time to evaluate what you actually need in your life and how you can better prepare yourself to constantly be in that regeneration mode, so that you're not putting yourself beyond a situation. Now, sometimes, as we've all witnessed within the last 5 years here on planet Earth and more, that there's been huge economic upheavals that have been out of the control of most of humanity. In these situations, though, it's a great time just, again, to reevaluate and come together in community and provide for one another. So that's the question you always have to ask yourself. Where am I going to get food, water, and shelter? So I feel like even if I have to move forward or do something different, that I know those needs will be met. If you're coming out of trauma, it's really important to really think about, you know, you're going to need a safe cocoon to be in as you get back into the world, and how is that possible? And this might, you know, be where you alter how you live just so that you can do that. Maybe you live a very elaborate lifestyle and you want to reduce it down so you don't feel the pinch. Or maybe you live really simply, but that's too much for you, and you'd like to maybe find a place to live with someone else, a room or a guest house or living on a piece of land, whatever it might be. Just knowing that you can make some adaptions so it's feasible for you to honor that you need to rebuild your foundation. The same with transition, life change. Are very similar. A life change, it might be that you expanded your family, got smaller. Any of those top life stresses can ask us to reevaluate, is our foundation secure? Has it been compromised? Are we experiencing fear? Ready to omit codependency. Well, we're living in a codependent society. When we omit codependency, typically what will happen is we'll recognize that part of our foundation, we are dependent on a family member or a person or a place or someone giving us something so we can survive. This is not an optimal way to live. If you're dependent on someone, this alone, without it, you may not be able to survive. And sometimes you need to that's okay. But to really think, if you're ready to omit that codependency, then this is a perfect time to reevaluate your situation, get it shored up as much as possible, and be moving into that direction so that you don't have to rely on others, especially when we rely on relationship with another person to make us feel safe or rely on them to give us love or self-worth. These are things that are really dangerous, and then when they disappear, then we put ourselves in these traumatic situations. So during that meditation, I hope you came to realize, one, how you're ready to rebuild your foundation. What does it look like, and how big of a structure do you have to support? That's a key in this equation. If you have 20 homes, acres of land, your foundation is going to need to be a lot stronger so you can provide for that food, water, and shelter in all those locations. If you have a modest living situation, it's going to be a lot easier because we're not going to be going into that fear mode. So you can see this is about weighing in. What do you need? What is enough? Do you exhaust too many resources? You can look at some of the wealthiest people on this planet that have billions of dollars, but they may be spending a lot of their money unnecessarily. So think about, maybe if you have more than enough, maybe you can share it with others that don't and reduce down your demands on food, water, and shelter and bring that more into balance and harmony as it's mirrored to nature. So also the other thing that you might have discovered during that brief inner look and meditation is what part of the earth brings you peace, brings you harmony. This is going to be really important. If you're in the process of rebuilding your foundation, wherever that might be, if you can't get there, or if you can, to go lay on that piece of earth, or take time each day to lay on the earth and imagine that place. Those elements feed your soul and help bring you into balance and help rebuild that foundation by connecting with Gaia, connecting with Mother Earth. That will keep the fear, the fight or flight to a minimum, keep anxiety to a minimum so you can rebuild. You can imagine, I'll use the analogy because I like building, of building a building. If you're in fight or flight, or if you're scared or fearful or doubt, while you're building that structure, a lot of things could go wrong, right? And you could be feeding an enemy. You don't want to really be coming up from the root of your spine. So if you're in codependent relationships, do you want that type of relationship impacting you every single day, day in and day out? This might be in intimate relationships. This might be in family relationships. Them and seeing if you can bring them into wellness. Now, what I'd like to do, before we move on, we're going to talk a little bit further about what the healthy foundation looks like, more in depth, and the importance of regeneration. And before we do that, I'm going to share a couple of questions that came to me as I was preparing for the show tonight, is that I'll oftentimes see people and they're too afraid to let go. Like they need to move on. It's time to make some changes. However, they want to hold on to that security blanket, and usually it's a codependent situation that they're holding on to, or a relationship or a company, because they're too afraid to let it go because they're fearful that then they'll go to that fear. This is a situation that you want to try to run past as soon as possible. If you know that you're fearful and that you're hanging on for the wrong reasons, that's a big red flag to say, well, it's time to let go. And people will say, how do I let go? And it really is that easy. Just imagine, I've had us do this before in episodes, that your hands are tight as a fist, tight fist. Make a fist right now. Hold on really tight. Imagine yourself holding on and then just let go. Tight fist and let go. Breathe in, clench the fist, and let go. Easier it is to have the hands open. So as we go through even these transitions, going through a life shift, maybe you've gone through divorce, separation, maybe you've lost a loved one, and you have to make some changes and you want to hold on, but you know that the sooner that you go, you'll have to support. So you take it step by step. And inadvertently, that foundation will start to rebuild as you let go, and you'll have more energy to give to the areas that can regenerate and grow and be abundant. So the number one is let go. Let go. So be really honest with yourself where your foundation is not healthy and that you're ready to let go. And that's all you have to do is, you know, talk to your business partner, say, hey, you know what, this company isn't running, we haven't made any money, it's time for us to let go. We need to part our ways before we get into a big heap of debt for no reason. Or if you're at the end of your rope with a relationship, say, hey, we're holding each other back, it's time to let go so we can move forward in more of a healthy fashion and not be in a codependent situation. The next thing is people will say, how do I take the first steps? And this is usually when codependency is ready to go, and when there might be a level of abandonment. We'll see that any of us have felt any type of abandonment or shock or trauma or death. The divorce is like a death, for example. Might trigger abandonment issues, or someone that just wasn't even there for us. That abandonment can rock your foundation, and that's how you know, wow, you know, I was really dependent on the person, I was in a codependent relationship, and now that they're gone, I feel really, really unstable. Or you had unhealthy lifestyle behaviors that were shoring up your foundation, making it feel confident, but it really wasn't. It was this band-aid to ignore some of your root and sacral healing that needs to be done, which we're going to get into next week. So abandonment can give us the sense that we're not going to be provided for, that we're not going to have food, water, and shelter, and then it feels like a life or death situation. So in those situations, when your abandonment issues are being triggered, if you have any, it's a really quick red flag that, triggering this, and I need to do maybe some healing on this, and I need to rebuild my foundation so I don't put myself in that, so I don't repeat this in the next whatever it is, situation, relationship, or experience. So think about that. If you know this is a trigger for you, and how do you take the first step? First is to evaluate, notice the red flag, and then take action. Take action to move away from the situation. Put yourself where you know how to get shelter, and that you know how to make your own decisions. This is a really big one, is that you can make your choice, your own choices on your own. You don't need to rely on anyone externally to help you make big life-altering changes or simple things like what movie should I go to, or what book should I buy, or should I go on this trip or not? Those are things that are big signs that you need to be too accustomed to relying on others, and that our base will get rocked when those people aren't around us, or we don't have anyone around us. Another way to take that first step is to practice being alone. When we learn how to be alone, we suddenly see what we need to survive. We also realize that we can do all this on our own and that we do not need to necessarily rely on anyone. And also can teach us where we can be humble enough to receive when we do need help and not to reject that help, especially if we're reshoring up our foundation. Like a little bit of mixed messages, but understand when you're coming out and you're rebuilding your foundation, if you haven't proactively thought about it or were caught off guard, people might come in and help you and receive and understand that as a gift, and then also use it not as a crutch, but for the momentum to continue to rebuild. Now, why do we want to have this healthy foundation? Well, and the main reason is, like I said, so you can know it. Okay, you're taken care of. For all of us, really, if we remember that Mother Earth is under our feet, we're all okay at all times. We can all go hang out in the forest together and figure it out. We get to go hang out on an island or in the jungle, and we'd figure it out. We don't need, actually, currency to survive at all. We don't need debt to survive. All we need is food, water, and shelter, and actually, we only need shelter. Maybe not even that, but we'll just go with food, water, and shelter for right now and know that we're taken care of. As long as the sun comes out and it's creating oxygen for us and plants are growing and we have water on this planet, we're good to go. So that is what a healthy foundation looks like. And the importance of regeneration within that foundation is that we don't deplete ourselves. We don't extend our energy field. We don't extend our means beyond what we have, the debt-based society that we built up in our system right now is not a healthy way to build up a society. We are all seeing that and feeling it. It should regenerate itself. You keep humanity happy. There's no reason that anyone should be starving on this planet. There's trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of resources. So if we are in a currency system, that's covered, and there are people holding that currency. But even if that doesn't matter, if we omit currency completely, we have all the resources to grow the food we need to feed everyone. It's just a matter of organization. So that is a key. So I would ask you right now, how can I regenerate my something that continually grows, where you can receive and then give, receive and give, receive and give. Think about it and ask yourself, what that looks like and how you can shift things around so you can start feeling regeneration and confident that that foundation core is all always taken care of. So we're going to talk about these elements that we've talked about before: food, water, and shelter. Food comes from earth. If we're wanting to rebuild that, we can really think about where we're getting our food from. And by spending some time with these elements, food, for instance, we're going to be reconnecting with earth. So if you have some healing to do, you're coming out of transition, coming out of trauma, you've made a big life change, you're reconciling some emotions and letting go of codependency, spend time with Mother Earth, spend time with the food, slow prepared foods, spend that energy in the kitchen to reconnect to your roots. That's the foundation. And food that's made by hands, by your hands, connecting to the heart, healthy, happy, harmonious food. Water. Water is really important. Taking time out to drink water from springs or just communing with your water. It's so adaptogenic. It will shift for you. Try to get the purest quality of water you can. Filter it if you are drinking tap water. But think about nourishing your soul with a bath, swimming in a fresh spring or pond or the ocean. This will also help some of that healing and rebuilding of the infrastructure. Shelter. What, are you living within your means? And less is often more. Our houses are an extension of the womb of the mother's creation that holds us. If you have a really big house and only you are living in it, that's a lot to manage. It's a lot of energy to anchor. So think about it and think about is that dwelling with your needs, with your family needs, and how can you bring it in balance? And do you want to change, or you're moving into a new place, energy belongs there. So these simple aspects of how you eat, your system, how you prepare it, and how you connect it when you eat, water, water, and shelter are some basic ways to rebuild the foundation and connect with support to you. So, I guess my voice is lagging. I apologize. I don't know if it's my connection or yours. Nice person that's typing this. If you would like to ask a question live, and I'll bring you on. For right now, what we're going to do is we're going to dive into a song, and I want you to connect with how you can bring in better quality food, better quality water, and create harmony within your shelter at home right now. So while you're doing that, I would just imagine food, water, and shelter, and how you would like to bring those into a more holistic, harmonious, peaceful existence within your life right now. We're going to dive into the song by the album Leaf called Drawing Mountains. Mountains are really creates space for us, creates a structure that's not internal or external. It's always there for us. And these mountains provide the energy that we need to move in and out of these transitions. We look at them and connect them to provide us with that. So take a deep breath and connect to Drawing Mountains. drawing that you connected with food, how you to a little bit more depth, how you can bring that quality of water into your life, and what type of clearing or organization would you like to do within your home, your structure. So connecting with that, what I'd like to do is that sometimes when we think about how am I going to do this, how am I going to rebuild my structure, we forget that we can be lighthearted during this process and connect with a little bit of laughter, and that's sometimes a great thing too. So I want to just share a quick poem from Where the Sidewalk Ends, and it's by Shel Silverstein, and these are great things to give us reassurance. They are external, but it doesn't mean that you have to depend on them, but you can receive them when they're offered. It's called Hug a War. I will not play at tug-of-war. I will not play at tug-of-war, where everyone hugs instead of tugs, where everyone feels and rolls on the rug, where everyone kisses and everyone grins and everyone cuddles and everyone wins. So that is Hug-O-War by Shel Silverstein. And taking those times to get that reassurance, those hugs, is a beautiful thing to do from friends or new friends and family members, especially when we need that a little bit of reassurance that we can rebuild our foundation. So this brings us to, what's the practice? Well, I've already given you a couple of things for practice. That is food, water, and shelter. And bringing them into harmony where we can regenerate them. And there's many, many options out there and resources, especially with a limited budget. And you've come out of a situation where finding doesn't mean that you can't live a very abundant lifestyle. On a veggie fruit diet, there's a lot of options. So as mentioned, that would be the first thing, to evaluate that. Number two practice would be to really be honest with yourself. I'm for not being in codependent relationships. And this is where we really realize where we have stuff going on and see where we're at. So practicing one passion helps us break this pattern of codependency and inevitably structure or renovate our base, our root chakra. So practice is not attached to outcomes. If you really want things to happen a certain way, you really want to get to know them, get accustomed to be thank you. Someone said my voice is lagging. I'm going to talk a little slower and see if that helps. Again, to connect with this aspect of non-attachment and see if you can practice releasing the codependent relationships, habits, so that you don't go into fight or flight or when they appear. So how we practice non-attachment to outcome is we can practice it every single day, and we can set our sights on doing we want someone to show up, but they're not available, you let go. We become dependent on it, and if it's not there, we feel like there's something missing. So, yes, attachment is suffering because inevitably then we're in agony when we don't have it. So, yes, someone typed is attachment suffering, yes. And it just creates havoc on our whole state. So practice this, the non-attachment to outcome, and it's practice, and you'll notice where you have some healing to do, where you can make some forward movement, and that's really exciting to me when we can all do that. The element that you can employ root healing is the earth. Just spending time out on the earth, connect with her and feel the earth. So if you're really in doubt or fear, go into the fight or flight and make this transition, but aren't sure how to come with her. She will help you a lot. Take some time with the trees. They are just meeting with trees. They will definitely notice you noticing them. Now, the next thing you can do, we've done a couple sequences with music. Sound is a beautiful way to ground us, and mantras are a great way, and mantras. This helps us get out of that fear, out of that doubt, out of that dialogue in our head that keeps us from moving forward and restructuring ourselves. So drumming is a great way to create a rhythm and connect to your root, connect to Mother Earth. So everyone can drum, everyone can connect with drum. So all you have to do is find a surface and then play it. Whatever it might be, find a beat and play it. And you'll be amazed that playing a couple beats will take the edge off and you bring it back to earth and then you move forward. Now, I mentioned laughing, drumming, and then mantra. Mantra, sometimes when we're feeling a little scared, we don't have great courage to sit in silence in meditation. Ultimately, if you could just sit on Mother Earth and meditate for as long as you have available, you will do some fast repair work and healing and restabilization. If this is uncomfortable to you, we can bring in the sound. One sound that's associated to our root is lom, lom. So you could bring that in when you go fight or flight, lom, and send those thoughts away. The thoughts are the poison. The fear, the doubt is poison. We don't want those in your force field while you're rebuilding your foundation or you're trying to restructure it. So bring it up. Lom. Yes, have that. Great. Meditate under a tree with a nice breeze. Yes, and if you just whistle under a tree, talk to the tree, they'll create a beautiful breeze for you. So find your favorite trees and say lom. They say that mint anymore in this era. One, because we are in the age of ignorance, but two, because people don't sit under trees anymore like they used to. That is the lore that we've been told, is that Buddha reached enlightenment by sitting under the tree. So I would have to agree with that because there's great wisdom from the tea trees and tea, living tree, living tea, and any tree that I've hung out with. So you can try, and it actually represents all the elements, and these would then in turn provide you everything you needed for food, water, and shelter. So this one is Om-ma-ji-ma-ya. And if we break out the syllables as they are noted here in this book that I'm reading from, Chakra Mantras by Thomas Ashley Ferrand, is that Om is the mind, Na is the earth, Ma is water, Chi is fire, Va is air, and Ya is ether. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. So this is a great way just to ground ourselves, remove thoughts that are troubling us. We don't necessarily have to even worry about the meeting. When we connect with these syllables, they, by repetition, bring us back to a center. And each syllable, as he is stating here, are connected to an element, which is an added bonus connecting you to everything you would need to stay happy and healthy here on planet Earth. Om Namah Shivaya. So our next practice point is to be present with every moment, to be aware in every moment and see what is in front of us. Oftentimes when we have come out of situations, we might forget to look around. We might have just come out of a traumatic situation, so we've been in shock and we weren't even present in that moment. But as soon as we make it out of the transition and the veil starts to lift, then we can start to realize that there's so much around us that we're present, and that which we need is right there and can be provided to us when we need it. So where we're going to go now is we're going to repeat a little bit of what we talked about, because sometimes we need repetition so it sinks in a little bit. We have that aha, is that the reason we want to have a healthy foundation is that if in the future something happens in our life, we have turbulence, that structure does not fall down, that you don't fall down. So if we have anything that's external that we're dependent on, that might make our structure wobbly. But if we've thought it out proactively, then we know that we can be provided for. We have that kind of backup plan. If this happens, then that. It's good to have those action plans. When you're in the ER, when you are at a public beach or a public pool, or if you're a fireman or ER person, they always have all the scenarios mapped out so they can be ready, so they can serve. So be ready for yourself so you can serve yourself if you get into a situation that is probably going to be a big growth situation, but also it doesn't need to be as rocky or as traumatic as we all might have to experience. We can make it a little bit better for ourselves. So again, we want to connect with the elements, food, water, and shelter in your current everyday life. Even if you're not rebuilding your foundation right now, think about the type of foods. Are you putting organic food into your system that's healthy? The quality of what you put into your body is going to reflect the quality of the life that you're experiencing. So think about where it's coming from. Do you have time to prepare it slowly? Do you have time to consume it slowly? And can you eat it and make it with your hands? And how does that feel when you do that? So think about that. Think about, is there a natural spring close by? Could you drink from a natural spring every once in a while or harvest your water? And what is that experience like? Shelter, evaluate where you're living. Is the energy clear in that space? Are you ready to make some adjustments? Do you need to downsize, or do you need to make different arrangements so that you can have an easier time at rebuilding your life, whatever might be happening right now? Or do you choose to rebuild your life right now, and how does it look? So from there, we'll just go through the practice of what you can employ in this next week. And then what I want you to do is we're going to ask that song by Elizabeth. And it's called the Goodbye Song. So hopefully during this episode, you have connected with a couple things that you're ready to let go of, that you're ready to transform. And then while you listen to Elizabeth, you can kind of see them going goodbye, like a great love relationship that must end. Some things just have to leave. So your practice is to connect with your base elements that you need, food, water, and shelter. Where on earth are you most comfortable? What feeds your soul? Are you able to connect with that through your mind's eye or go there? That will help you stabilize. Connect with Mother Earth no matter where you go. Be present. Because if you're present in the moment, you will realize what's made available to you and you'll be ready to receive. Connect with the drum. Connect with your feet. connect with regeneration, laughter, non-attachment. This is a great way for us to minimize codependency in our life, put away the cell phones, put away social media, take the time just to be. And this unplugging is really important that will help us just rebalance and come into harmony with all aspects of ourselves. Yes, and put away Blog Talk Radio. Yes. If you're a Blog Talk Radio, yes, put that away too. The nice thing is you can download these episodes and listen to them at your leisure and stick your hands in the water or go outside. I do have people that like to listen to these episodes outside, so I would really encourage that. All right, well, for now, we're going to sign out with Elisabetta and the Goodbye Song. All of these artists that have been featured tonight are linked on the page. Please support the artists. This is how we keep creation flowing and support their foundation indirectly. And from there, until next time, I really appreciate your presence here, listening in, connecting with yourself, and connecting with me. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste.
No need for flutes or violins, cause they want me to sing when everything's been said. No need for fancy cards or flowery prose, though I suppose they make us feel less bad. No need for long drawn out explaining how and when and why this love came to an end. No need to tell me so sincerely you still want me in your life to be your friend. It's a goodbye song, a little bitter, but it's sweet. And you always wanted one. It comes a little late, but it's complete. It's from the heart. Please remember, I love you dearly, although we have to part. No need to gather all the evidence to justify the emptiness inside. No need to pray and turn for guidance to the providence it simply won't provide. No need to ask your friends for well-intentioned good advice. They're happy to oblige. No need to promise we will work it out and start again. Let's simply turn the page. Cause it's a goodbye song. A little bitter, but it's sweet. You always wanted one. It comes a little late, but it's complete. It's from the heart. So please remember, I love you dearly, although we have to part. Because it's driving you away. No need for subterfuge, I've all run out of insight and inspiring things to say. No need for you to worry so about me, cause you know I'm landing on my feet. Little late, but I'm complete. love you, dear.